Hey there, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 124th episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in. For this week's tea talk, I bring nothing interesting. I'm literally drinking just water, and I feel like you can tell in my voice. I'm so sorry if it's unpleasant to listen to, but I was just really lazy to make tea. And I mean, I drink tea because of, like, the brand, you know, like, the Thea's Tea brand and, like, the essence and everything. But sometimes I'm, like, literally, like, the important thing is to stay hydrated while I talk, you know. But no, I think actually the fact that it's a warm beverage is really good for, like, the podcast voice. Because today I'm just drinking, like, normal, like, cold-ish water. And I feel like it's not helping at all. We'll see. We'll try it out for this episode. We'll listen to it. But yeah, I definitely do want to, like, I understand why I do tea, you know? So yeah, and apologies in advance. I'm recording this episode at night. It's been a particularly cold week, so I'm wrapped up in my blanket. I'm on my desk. Sorry if my chair is creaky and you can hear it. But yeah, my house is currently a bit of a mess because I did a laundry. So luckily, like, I'm not directly looking at it, it's behind me, but yeah, I just kind of know that my house is a little bit messy. I'm pretty tired, I just want to go into bed and sleep. But yeah, that's the tea talk, that's what the scene is looking like for this episode. What has happened in the past week? I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in ages, even though I literally just published an episode last week, and it was like I recorded it last week. Like, I don't know why it feels like it's been so long. At the same time, I am recording this literally at the last possible minute. It's 10:42 p.m. the day before this is supposed to go out, and that's because I've postponed it a lot. I've prioritized school a lot this week, and I mean, I always do that, but like, I had planned to record this like a couple of days ago. And every day I kept pushing it off because I was like, no, I should study this. I should do this. Like, I kept like bumping it down along because I wanted to get my work done like for the next day. So that brings us here. It's okay. At least I'm still getting it out on time. And at least I was able to keep up with all the schoolwork through this week. So yeah, it is what it is. What has happened this past week? Something very big was that I got my grades from the first semester back, and I'm happy to say I passed everything. Yay, I'm so happy. Throughout the podcast, like during the past semester, especially when I was fresh here, I would talk a lot about how I didn't know if I would be able to succeed, you know, and how like adapting academically was very weird and confusing, and I was struggling a lot, and I just like didn't know if I would be able to make it. And just having the concrete proof that I passed all my classes is so satisfying. And I don't want to like brag, I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, like look at me, like I did this, but I feel like I owe it to you guys, because I did a lot of complaining during a couple of episodes, and I just feel like I owe it to you guys and to myself to be like, it is possible, like you can stick it through. You can't make it. Like, this is me on the other side. I wish me from a couple of months ago could have a glimpse of this and know that, like, she would make it. Because I honestly didn't think I would, you know? And I just think back to those days where it's, like, the, like, thinking of me passing the semester, like, thinking of that happening would make me so happy. I was, like, if I could do that, like, all of my problems will be solved. And now I'm here, you know? And it's, like, you did it, girl. You did this. So yeah, that's very good news. And now, I mean, it's obviously motivating for me to keep working on like this next academic semester that I have. And yeah, it's just like much better going into it knowing that, like knowing where I stand and knowing that I am capable and that there's proof that I am capable, and just like telling myself, like, keep doing what you're doing, keep up the good work. It worked last time. And yeah, you just need to keep doing what you're doing. The last weekend was super fun. I did a bunch of things. Literally, I went out a bunch and it was so nice. I don't know how sustainable that is, like obviously financially and like mentally and like time-wise, but it was so fun. I went out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Literally, what? I felt like I was living the dream life. And it was honestly really positive because over the past couple of months, I wasn't really happy with my attitude towards going out because I felt like really burnt out with going out, you know? And sometimes I would go out, like, because I felt the obligation to go out, and I would get bored while I was there, or I would just want to come back home, or the next day I would be super tired, and like hungover. So I was just like, I was not feeling it. And like, when that happens, the logical thing is to say, like, okay, like, if you're not vibing from going out, then just don't go out. But then I wouldn't go out, and I would get like so much FOMO. And honestly, that wasn't the worst part of it. The worst part of it was feeling like a this is gonna sound so ridiculous. A legend had died, because in Medellin, I would always say yes to everything. I would love going out. I would have such a good time. I would like be super happy. And honestly, I don't think you know how different it is going out in Europe versus going out in Latin America. And I honestly, like, they're both very different, and they both have like good things about them, but I was just very used to like the Latin lifestyle. So obviously, like, it takes adjusting to. And yeah, but I was just like idealized that past version of myself that would be super happy going out, and that would always go out, and that people would know that she was always, you know, like ready to go out. And you know, like, I just missed others having that perception of me, and like me knowing that about myself, and me just having a good time going out. Because there's nothing worse than doing something that's supposed to be fun and seeing that everybody's having a good time and you just not having it. So yeah, that was kind of like everything that I thought about. And then last week I decided to go out regardless, and it was honestly really cool. I had a good time, and it was just great to know that I was out and having a good time and enjoying myself. And so I felt like back in contact with that version of myself that does like going out and that does like doing things. So yeah, that was cool, and I felt like I needed it. And it's not like I'm gonna go out every single day now, but it was just kind of, I felt like I had avoided going out for such a long time, or like, yeah, you know. So doing it properly again was like, it was much better than I had expected, and that made me happy. And not just going out to like party, but also going out with friends, going out to eat. I feel like that's super fun as well. So yeah, it was a very sociable weekend, and I loved that. I don't know, I felt like it was fun, and I'm like alone here, so it was great. I love developing my friendships with the people like that I know here, 'cause it's a different type of bond. So yeah, that felt also really good, and I really enjoyed that. Particularly today, if I must say, I'm having quite a bad day. It all went downhill from this event. While I was sleeping, I was awoken by this huge crashing sound, and I had no idea what it was. I thought maybe something in my bed had broken, but it was fine. I thought maybe it was like the pots and pans in my cupboard that like slipped and made that loud noise. And so I just tried to go back to sleep, but I was brutally awoke and my heart was pounding. I was so scared. I thought maybe there's somebody inside of my house. That's always the first thing I think about in emergencies and living alone. It's like so scary. So yeah, I got up, I looked around, everything seemed fine. And I was like, okay, maybe it was in my apartment. I went into the shower, and I had this thing stuck on the wall, kind of like a little basket, literally from IKEA, that you stick to the walls of the shower and you put products in. And mind you, I've had this for like si the 6 months that I'm living here. It's perfect. I didn't even fill it with products, like there was still a room left. And there had been like previous months where it was even more loaded. So with that in mind, you can understand my shock when I walk into the bathroom and look at my shower, and the basket's fallen off, all my products are on the floor, and my hair mask is like open, and a third of it is out, like spilled. And it was just such a bad way to start my day, because I was already so sleepy and just having to deal with that crisis. And it's not like something I could put off and like deal with later. Like, I literally needed to clean the shower to be able to shower and get started with my day. And I don't even know if that basket is like permanently broken or what the situation is. So now my products are on the floor and my shower is tiny, so it's annoying. and my family's arriving in a couple of days, and I want everything in my house to be perfect for them. And, you know, this little thing happened, so it really annoyed me. And then I had math, and we had a test that, I mean, okay, I studied a lot, and I knew it would be hard, but I also kind of hoped it would go well, you know? And it honestly wasn't that hard, but I still made a couple of mistakes, and so I think I got, like, exactly the passing grade, but it's just kind of upsetting because I know it was kind of easy, and I should have done better, and yeah, it's just, ugh, it's annoying. And what bothers me so much is that last semester I struggled a lot with math. Like, literally, it was such a stressful experience. I didn't like it at all, even though math, you know, I loved math in high school, and I feel like life is so much easier when you like math, and physics is so connected to math that, like, if you don't like it, then you're literally, like, gonna torture yourself. So last semester was really hard, and I really struggled with it, and I didn't like the math part of it. And then I was finally getting to a point where I enjoyed the maths, you know, like it was fun. I felt like I was knew what was going on. I knew how to solve the problems and everything. And then comes this test to sort of like knock my morale, you know, and shake my self-esteem a little bit. So that's annoying. And that just put me in a bit of a bad mood. And then I had a chemistry tutorial, and it went so fast. There were a bunch of things that I didn't know about, and it was just like so stressful, and I felt like all the exercises were things that I didn't know, and so I got really stressed about that because nobody likes feeling stupid in class, and I felt stupid for all of that class, and I started spiraling and thinking about failing and just like wanting to do well but thinking like, this is beyond me, like, why am I even learning chemistry? I'm in physics. So yeah, that was unpleasant. And then the cherry on top is that at the end of the day, I went to my hip-hop class, and I got there, and the teacher basically said, like, you can't be here, you didn't sign up. And I didn't sign up because all of the other sports I've done didn't require signing up, and the signing up period was closed. So literally, like, I can't go there, and I can't take any of my friends that did sign up and don't go anymore's identity, because he already knows who I am. He knows I'm the girl that didn't sign up. And if I randomly appear another day and say that I had been signed up all along, you know, like, it won't work. So that was upsetting. And then I just had to, like, come back home without getting a workout in and kind of, like, continue with my day. Like, it was so off-putting. So yeah, that was me rambling basically about the things that had happened. Okay, so this episode is going to be a little bit shorter because in my mind, I had like a general plan for the episode, and it was divided into sections, and I recorded the first section, and I planned the first section, and I was like, okay, I feel like there's a lot of potential here, and I said a lot of things that I felt were really important, and then when I moved on to the next section, I couldn't find a way to link that with the first section without, like, dissolving it, if that makes sense. You know, like, if I were to put a title on the episode, it would be more specific towards one section or another. And, yeah, I felt like what I had said in that previous section was really important, so I wanted to, like, I didn't want to draw attention away from it, basically, and try to squish a bunch of unrelated things under one umbrella. So, yeah. What we're going to talk about today is feeling lovable, feeling attractive, feeling worthy of love, and honestly, cringe. Like, whenever I see a podcast, like, titled this, I'm always like, I'm not going to relate to this. I'm not going to understand what they're talking about. I don't get what the big deal is. Everybody's just worthy of love, period. Like, why are people making such a big fuss about it? And you'll hear more about, like, my personal trajectory with this and, like, my take on this in the episode. But if what I just described is you, I invite you to not click away quite yet, because maybe what I say next will resonate with you. But I feel like this whole conversation also really ties in with insecurities and just really worrying about the way other people will perceive you, and really caring about that and feeling like it's your responsibility. And yeah, just really being confronted to situations that are outside of your comfort zone, facing new people, very much like things that happen in the college experience or when you move to a different place, and that are exacerbated when you're in your teenage or young adult years, where, you know, hormones and everything's like blown out of proportion and everything's new and you still don't know quite how to navigate these things. So yeah, if all of that sounds familiar, I feel like this episode could resonate with you. Let's get started with the love life. So I've always had a very strong position regarding this, and it is that I have never believed in the quote that says, if you don't love yourself, then how is anyone else going to? Because I honestly just don't like the idea that you are unworthy of love just because you're insecure. That is completely illogical to me. I think it makes no sense to deem a person unworthy of love just because they're having a little bit of trouble, you know, with themselves or whatever. And I feel like, I mean, there are very few people on the planet that aren't worthy of love, you know, like straight up bad, you know, like really dangerous people. But other than that, I feel like everybody else is pretty lovable, regardless of the inner turmoil they're going through or the personal issues. I feel like that doesn't make them unlovable, and a lot of the time it isn't even like visible to others. So yeah, just hearing this quote never made sense to me, because I still feel like insecure people are completely lovable, and not only are they lovable, but they're also worthy of love. And yeah, they shouldn't feel like their own insecurities are an obstacle of, or like anything that makes them less worthy of love, basically. And I still do stand by that, but another experience opened my eyes. So a little bit of context, I have talked about this throughout other episodes of the podcast, but if I'm completely transparent with you, I'm not 100% a fan of how I think others perceive me in France, like in French, basically. And there's a lot going on when I'm interacting with a person that I don't know, or that I don't know very well in French. And the way I guess I can kind of describe it is, I feel like I built up a wall, and I built it up all by myself, and I have trouble expressing myself. I feel like I'm at a point where I can defend myself pretty well, like in the French language. Like, I don't have as many voids in terms of vocabulary as I did when I first got here. So I do feel like, you know, I'm kind of set in that realm. But sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to find my words, and so I'm not as fluent as in other languages. And I don't know, there's something about talking fast. I don't speak super quickly, but just like the natural flow of words. So in French, I don't really have that much, and it maybe takes me a little bit longer to say the same things. So I feel like that gets in the way, and so I have a little bit of trouble expressing myself. And obviously, since I'm just incorporating myself into like the youth of France, there are many terms of like slang or just ways that young people interact that maybe I don't know of. So yeah, this like form of expression doesn't feel that natural to me. And maybe I don't feel like comprehensible to the other person, or maybe I feel like my choice of words isn't like something that another person my age would be saying, you know? I know there's like really random things, but that's genuinely like what I think about that. And so yeah, I have trouble mingling and being myself and putting myself out there and letting people know who I am, you know, because I feel like that's essentially what we want through like human interaction, letting other people know like who we are, our interests and all of that. And I just feel like I have a lot of trouble doing that in English and in Spanish. I'm so comfortable. I can spark up a conversation with any stranger, you know, if I'm at a party or if I meet a friend of a friend or if I'm with a stranger, I feel like I can very naturally just, you know, fill the silence and get to know other people and ask them questions and tell them about myself. And in France, the thing is, it's like, it's not like I can't do it, because I just said that I did have the vocabulary, but I don't feel confident enough, you know. I literally like have a phrase rehearsed in my head and be like, no, 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 maybe I just shouldn't say that. Or maybe I'll sound ridiculous. Or maybe they'll be like, oh my gosh, why is this girl that can barely speak trying to start a conversation with me? And that's due to my own insecurities, but also to the fact that the French maybe tend to be a little standoffish. So that makes me even more scared to approach them. But yeah, all of this to say that I really don't feel confident in myself. And it's not like I don't like to be myself, because I know who I am. And even if I can't transmit that in French, like, I still know who I am and I'm very pleased with the person that I am. But I just don't like the idea that I think others have of me. And mind you, this is the idea that I think others have of me. I have no evidence of this, but this is just kind of like how I imagine things. And it is so biased. Like, I can't, it's obviously like super biased, but I just can't fathom that. But since I think these other people think that I'm weird, that just decreases my confidence even more. So it's like a vicious cycle. I feel insecure, I act weird, and then because I act weird, I think that they'll think I'm weird, and that just makes me more insecure. You know, it's a cycle. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of hard to get out of. It's like I'm in a hamster wheel, and literally, how how do I jump out? So since I really don't feel attractive, I don't think anyone would like me. I'm sorry, this may sound like a cry for help or like, oh, pity me, but no, like, this is just me processing something that I've been feeling for months and trying to like put it in words. And yeah, I really try to like give an honest image of what life is like for me on this podcast and the different struggles and analysis I encounter. So that's why I'm doing this episode. Anyways, as I was saying, I don't feel attractive. And so I don't think anyone would be able to like me, you know, like, and not even because of my physical appearance, just in terms of like personality and charisma. As I said, I don't feel confident, and I feel like a confident person is the type of person that people are usually attracted to. So if I'm lacking in that element, then how would anyone ever like me or want to approach me? Because that's something else that I've been noticing a lot. I feel like people don't want to approach me, or people, yeah, I just feel like I'm not approachable, and that's never something I would want to be. I don't want to intimidate others. I want to be friendly and welcoming and warm, and I want people to feel like they can come up to me and talk to me and become friends or get to know me. So since I don't feel attractive, I don't think anybody would be into me. And then I just don't even bother having crushes. That sounds kind of weird, because I know that having a crush isn't like a voluntary act, but you know, an example is back in Medellin, I would have a lot of crushes. There would be a lot of people I was into, and it was super fun just like imagining, you know, the way they would fall in love with me and everything would work out, or, you know, seeing them and interacting with them and feeling the progress or lack thereof. Like, it was super entertaining. And I feel like the reason, or part of the reason, that I could sort of feed this narrative to myself is because I felt like there was a version of reality in which they could be attracted to me, because I was like, oh, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Like, I could see why they would be attracted to me. And since I felt like on some level it were possible, I could kind of like feed into that narrative. But now I don't even think it is. So I just don't even bother, you know, like thinking like, oh, I like this person. Oh, how can we get closer, you know? And it's not like this is something that I'm going to die from, you know, that's going to ruin my life. But I've always said, and I'm a very firm believer in the fact that having a crush in your life is something that makes your life more fun overall. Like, it's so fun to have somebody like in the back of your head, you know, and even if you're not anything, or you're not like going towards being anything, it's so fun to think like, oh my gosh, I'm going to this party and they're going to be there. Maybe something will happen. And, you know, the butterflies, and when you think they like you, like, it's just such a fun experience, even if it's chaotic and stressful. I miss that, and I feel like I won't get back to that point until I feel comfortable in my skin again. And the thing is, I wish I could just change the way I view myself, because all the things I'm complaining about or saying that I don't like, you know, like my accent, my like sometimes awkwardness and all of that, I feel like I view them like towards myself as something like so lame, like so weird, like so ick. But maybe other people could view it as a complete opposite. You know, they could see it as super charming, you know, super unique, super like quirky, but not in the cringe way. You know, like, they could Like, they could see it with a completely different lens, you know? And if only I could believe that, then I would be more comfortable with myself and I could project the version of myself that I know I am, you know? All I need to do is just like switch that image that I have of myself. If I can turn every trait that I don't like into something that can be perceived in a more pleasant way, and I can just reconfigure the way I view myself and become more comfortable with myself, I feel like that will take me light years away. Like, it will, like, I feel like it'll fix everything, basically. So yeah, because right now, not only do I feel unlovable, but I also feel unable to love because I'm simply not secure enough in myself that I feel like I can engage in that type of activity with another person. So yeah, that's a lot. I really just like spat out a bunch of things that I've been experiencing over the past couple of months. And the thing is, I haven't been able to talk to one person that relates or that understands. And it's such a weird, like, specific niche situation that, like, honestly, I don't expect anybody to like be like, oh yeah, I went through exactly that same thing. But yeah, I just felt like I needed to get it off my chest, and it's something that I've been thinking about for months. So I feel like this is just me at this point, after a lot of like reflection and thought, you know, what I've come to make of it. So yeah, I really hope this can change. I really hope that I can feel better about myself, and that, like, obviously for me, like, to feel better about myself, you know, for my own peace and self-esteem, but also hopefully that can lead to, you know, the whole fun, exciting thing about like feeling so good about myself, understanding why other people would like me, you know, being flirty, being fun, doing what teenage girls do, you know? So yeah, that's just my stance on that. So yeah, the purpose of this very real episode was to just share something that I had been feeling and that I really wanted to get off my chest. If somebody remotely relates, be sure to let me know, reach out, we can talk about this. But yeah, I just wanted to speak up about it because I don't feel like anybody understands. And I'm not coming here with like a solution or a plan of action as I usually like doing. I'm literally just laying it like all out there, you know, saying what I feel and basically like riding the wave. I wish I could tell you like, oh, you know, this is what I'm gonna try to do or whatever, but honestly, I don't know. So yeah, this was just me trying to untangle the mess of what I've been experiencing and give it to you like in a digestible form. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sorry this episode was a little bit shorter and kind of scattered all over the place, but something is better than nothing. And honestly, recording the episode this week got kind of difficult. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at TheST Podcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, thestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with the guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a beautiful week and a wonderful existence.